individuals who triggered this continuation right prior to April 2021 could potentially be able to take advantage of both the outbreak period extension and the COBRA subsidy. Now, employers have to be careful with this because individuals who elect to take advantage of the subsidy April through September 2021 cannot be required by the plan to elect and pay for COBRA retroactively. That can't be part of the deal. That has to be up to the individual. But if they wanted to do that, they could choose to elect it retroactively back to their original event date, catch up those premiums, and then also take advantage of the COBRA subsidy beginning April 1st. So we've got a timeline here on top that outlines, you know, the disregarded period or outbreak period. Involuntary termination of employment occurred February 3rd of 2020. The original COBRA election deadline for that would have been probably around April 30th, 2020. So they would get a year from that time. They would have all the way to the end of April of 2021 to elect COBRA if they wanted to and make up those retroactive premiums, unless the outbreak period ends sooner, which is not going to happen now since the national emergency is still in place. The maximum coverage period is important for this example as well, because if we go back, if it started March 1st of 2020, they would only have through August 31st, 2021. To take advantage of that full 18 months. So then the bottom timeline is showing here if they wanted to take advantage of this outbreak period and elect back to March 1st, 2020, they would have until April 30th, the end of next month, to do that and pay the retroactive premiums if they need that coverage back to March 1st. But remember, it has to be, then they'd have to make up all the premiums from March 1st all the way through the end of March of this year to catch that up and have that coverage in place. But then beginning April 1st, they would be notified that they're eligible for this COBRA subsidy, regardless of whether they decide to elect back to March 1st. It doesn't matter if they choose to do that or not. They could elect to begin April 1st and take advantage of the COBRA subsidy, but that would then end August 31st because that's the end of their maximum coverage period. They wouldn't be able to take advantage of that all the way through the end of September.